天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。今天呢是复活节，在这个特殊的日子呢，我们也将会学习十架七言中主耶稣基督在十字架上最后一个强而有力的宣告，也就是约翰福音十九章三十节中所说的成了。主耶稣为何以这句话作为最后的宣言呢？这个简单的词对于我们今天这些跟随他的人来说又意味着什么呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome once again.
非常欢迎你收听今天的节目。
We are at the very last message on the seven words of Jesus from the cross.
今天我们进入耶稣十架七言系列信息的最后一讲。
And I want to begin by telling you about an unknown person who wrote the following words.
在开始的时候，我想引用一位不知名的人士写下的一段话。他说
：“Socrates taught for 40 years.
苏格拉底一生讲学有40年之久。
Plato for 50.
柏拉图讲了50年。
Aristotle for 40.
亚里斯多德讲了40年。
And Jesus for only 3 years.
而耶稣仅仅讲了3年。”
And yet, in those 3 years of public teaching,
但就是通过这3年的公开传道，
Christ made a greater impact than those great philosophers made in 130 years combined.
耶稣基督对整个世界的影响远远超过了这些大哲学家们130年努力的总和。
Jesus painted no pictures.
耶稣并没有画过画。
Yet some of the finest paintings of the greatest painters in the world received their inspirations from him.
但许多画坛巨匠、传世精品的创造灵感都来自于他。
Jesus wrote no poetry.
耶稣并没有写过诗。
But the greatest poets in the world were inspired by him.
但世界上许多伟大诗人都受了他的启发。
Jesus composed no music.
耶稣并没有谱过曲。
Yet the greatest musicians in the world compose their music in his praise.
但世界上许多伟大音乐家都写下了颂赞他的名曲。
Every sphere of human greatness has been enriched by this humble carpenter of Nazareth.
这位拿撒勒谦卑的木匠丰富了人类文明的每一个范畴。
But his unique offering to the human race is the salvation of their souls.
其实他送给人类最为独特的礼物是灵魂的拯救。
Philosophy could not accomplish that.
哲学家做不到这一点。
Art could not accomplish that.
艺术家做不到这一点。
Literature and music could not have accomplished that.
文学和音乐也做不到这一点。
Only Jesus Christ could break the enslaving chains of sin and Satan.
唯独耶稣基督才能砸碎撒旦和最捆绑人类的锁链。
He alone who paid the price fully on the cross can speak peace to the human heart.
只有他因着在十字架上所付上的重价，才能将和平的信息传进人们的心中。
He strengthens the weak and gives life to those who are spiritually dead.
他使软弱者变得刚强，他赐给灵里已死亡的人们有新的生命。
And today we come to the seventh and the last statement of Christ from the cross.
今天我们一起来看耶稣十架七言的第七句，也是最后的一句。
And John is the only one of the four gospel writers who records this triumphant concluding cry.
约翰是四福音书作者中唯一的一位将这宣告胜利和完结的呼喊记录了下来。
Mark 15 said,
马可福音十五章说
Then Jesus gave a loud cry and died.
耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
Matthew 27 states,
马太福音二十七章说
Jesus again gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
Luke 23 simply said,
路加福音二十三章说
Then Jesus gave a loud cry.
耶稣大声喊着说
But John, who was there at the foot of the cross, tells us what this loud cry was.
而约翰当时就在十字架的下面将这大声呼喊的内容告诉了我们。
Please, if you have your Bible, turn with me to John chapter 19, beginning at verse 29.
如果你手中有圣经，请跟我一起翻到约翰福音第十九章，从二十九节开始。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来看。约翰福音第十九章二十九、三十节。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里。他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
The original cry which Jesus gave in his native tongue was one single word.
耶稣用他母语所发出的那句呼喊其实是一个单词。
It is the same in the Greek language.
跟希腊语一样。
Tetalitsai.
Tetalitsai.
Which means it is finished.
意思是成了。
Or it has been achieved.
或者是达成了。
Or it has been accomplished.
或是实现了。
The single word itself is a perfect passive verb.
这个词本身是被动语态的完成时动词。
Why is this verb important?
为什么这个动词如此重要呢?
Because it means that a purpose has been fulfilled.
因为它表明目的已经完成了。
Or a goal has been accomplished.
或者说目标已经达到了。
Or an end has been grasped.
也可以说已经有了结果
，but its effect is continuous，
并且继续影响着后世后代。
The word here "finished" does not mean that it is merely done。
在这里，成了这个词不仅仅是说事情做完了
，but that it is perfectly done，
而是指事情已完美的做成了。
When our Lord Jesus Christ said, "It is finished."
当我们的主耶稣基督说成了
It means that while the goal has been grasped, yet the purpose of it endures.
意思是说当达到了目标之后其成效是长远持续的。
Jesus died once on Calvary.
耶稣曾死在独楼地。
But the salvation that he accomplished there is still audible today.
而他所成就的救恩一直长存到今天。
All of Jesus' life was leading to this cry, "It is finished."
耶稣的一生终结于这声呼喊，成了。
The sum total of his ministry and mission was perfectly completed with this cry, "It is finished."
他所有的使命和事工都在成了这声呼喊中有了一个完美的总结。
From his birth to his boyhood to his adulthood to his public ministry.
从他的降生到少年时期再到成年直到他公开传道。
The cry of his life was always, "I must finish the work of my Father."
他生命的呼喊一直就是我一定要做成我父的工。
In Matthew 3:15,
在马太福音三章十五节那里
when he had a discussion with John the Baptist about who should baptize whom,
当他和施洗约翰谈到他们俩之间谁应该来为谁施洗的时候，
he said, permitted to be so now in order to fulfill all righteousness.
他说，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
He was saying, I must finish my father's work.
他的意思是说，我一定要做成我父的工。
In his temptation in the wilderness,
当他在旷野受试探的时候，
when the devil wanted to divert his attention from finishing the work of the Father,
魔鬼想要将他的注意力从做成父的工作上引开。
Jesus thwarted the trick of the adversary and refused the convenience and the coercion of Satan.
耶稣识破了敌人的诡计，抵挡了撒旦的威逼利诱。
Saying instead, I must finish my father's mission.
并且宣告，我一定要完成我父差我来的使命。
In the whole Gospel of John, we sense that Jesus' entire ministry is heading to a build-up toward that cry.
在整本约翰福音中，我们都可以感觉到主耶稣所有的事工都在朝着这声呼喊的方向努力建造。
To finish the work of my Father.
也就是要做成我父的工。
Many times in the Gospel of John, we read the Lord specifying about his hour, the hour, my hour.
在约翰福音中有很多次，我们都读到主耶稣特别提到他的时候，那个时候和我的时候。
As if Jesus had an internal clock that no one else could see.
似乎耶稣内心有一座时钟是别人看不见的。
As if he is hearing chimes of a clock that no one else could hear.
似乎只有他听到了别人无法听到的钟鸣声。
As early as the second chapter of John in the wedding at Cana of Galilee.
早在约翰福音第二章，在加利利的迦拿娶亲的婚宴上，
He turned to his mother and said, Woman, my hour has not yet come.
耶稣对他母亲说，母亲，我的时候还没有到。
He was motivated and propelled by this hour, his hour.
他是按照神的时间表来运作的。
Why is that?
为什么这样呢？
Because God's hour, God's timing, God's appointments are always perfect.
因为神所定的时间，神的日程表和神的计划总是完美的。
And we too must look for God's hour, not ours.
我们也必须遵照神所定的时间，而不是我们自己的安排。
Our hour is, Lord, we need it and we need it now.
说到时机，我们往往说，主啊，我们需要这个，马上就需要。
We say, what is this business of waiting upon the Lord's hour? We need it now.
我们会说，什么叫等候神的时间呢？我们现在就需要。
But when Jesus cried out on the cross and said, it is finished.
但当耶稣在十字架上呼喊，成了的时候，
It was not a cry of resignation.
这不是一个半途而废的呼喊。
It was not a cry of sorrow.
也不是一个悲哀的呼声。
No.
都不是。
It was the cry of his birth, his boyhood, his 3 years of public ministry have come to perfect completion.
这呼声是从他的降生到少年时期，直到他3年的公开传道，最后达到一个完美的结局。
It is finished.
成了。
It is not only the early life of Jesus that is summarized in this cry.
这呼声所包含的不仅仅是耶稣短暂的一生。
But all of sacred history was calling for this cry.
而整个神圣的历史都概括在这一声呼喊里。
Abraham longed for this day, and by faith he looked forward to it.
亚伯拉罕渴盼这一天，而且一直在凭信心等待他的到来。
Moses told the people, God will raise unto you a prophet like unto myself.
摩西告诉百姓说，神要从你们弟兄中间 给你们兴起一位先知像我的。
And Moses looked forward to it.
摩西渴望这一天的到来。
David prophesied about this cry and about this hour.
大卫曾预言这一时刻和这一声呼喊。
And David looked forward to it.
大卫也渴望这一天的到来。
Prophet after prophet has declared the coming hour.
一个又一个的先知都预言了这一时刻的到来。
And they all looked forward to it.
他们都在渴望这一天的到来。
And the cry of the whole Old Testament as it closes its chapter was, It is not finished.
整个旧约直到它结束的时候所发出的呼声都是还没有成就。
The very Ten Commandments that were written by the finger of God himself.
神的手亲自写成了十诫。
The commandments that convict us and counsel us and condemn us.
这些诫命让我们知罪并警戒我们。
They end with a cry, It is not finished.
他也是用还没有成就这个呼声来结束的。
Because no one has been able to perfectly keep the commandments.
因为没有人能够完全地持守这些诫命。
Until the Lord Jesus Christ came.
直到主耶稣基督的到来。
Galatians 3:24 and 25 tells us.
加拉太书三章二十四节和二十五节告诉我们。
That the law is a school teacher that has brought us to Christ.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师父引我们到基督那里。
And on that great day on Golgotha, the Old Testament came and knelt before Calvary and said, Now it is finished.
这样到了那个特定的日子，在哥哥他山上，整个旧约中所有的期盼都一起俯伏在独漏地那里说，终于都成就了。
The word it is finished was not only the hope of God's people and God's law.
成了这个词不仅是神百姓和律法的希望。
It was the fulfillment of all the Old Testament symbols.
它也是旧约所有象征的应验。
The Old Testament is like hieroglyphics that only the Lord Jesus Christ provided the Rosetta Stone.
旧约就如同象形文字。而只有耶稣基督给我们提供了可以解读其意义的罗塞塔石碑。
The Old Testament temple, tabernacle, and tent were all symbols that God and man would meet.
旧约中的圣殿、会幕和帐篷都象征了神与人的约会。
In Mark chapter 15, verse 38,
在马可福音十五章的三十八节
，We read。That the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
我们读到圣殿的幔子从上到下裂开。
Because everything that the temple had stood for was buried with Christ.
因为这殿所代表的一切都与基督一同埋葬了。
And now you and I are the temples who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
现在你和我就是圣灵内住的殿。
The Old Testament symbol of the Passover lamb foreshadowed Christ.
旧约中逾越节的羔羊预表了基督。
And that is why on that great day which we call Good Friday when Jesus cried out, It is finished.
因此主耶稣的受难日耶稣喊出成了的这一天成为了一个伟大的日子。
Most likely he was not the only one who said it is finished.
也有可能他不是唯一喊出成了的人。
Caiaphas, the high priest who misused the religious establishment, probably said it is finished.
大祭司该亚法滥用宗教规条，可能也曾说过成了这个词。
The Romans, upon hearing of Jesus' death, probably said it is finished.
当罗马人听到了耶稣的死讯，可能也会说成了。
Even his disciples probably said, It is finished.
甚至他的门徒也可能说过了，成了。
But all of their statements are very different from Jesus' cry, It is finished.
但所有的这些说法都与耶稣成了的呼喊完全不同。
For when Jesus cried, "It is finished," the gates of hell shook.
因为当耶稣喊出了“成了”的时候，地狱之门都震动了。
And the demons who had tormented the human race knew that the hour had come.
那些折磨人类的魔鬼们也知道时候到了。
The hour had come when Satan would say to them,
在这个时候，撒旦会对他们说，
I haven't been able to stop him in the wilderness.
在旷野中，我没能阻挡他。
I haven't been able to stop him in the garden.
在科西玛尼园，我没能阻挡他。
It is finished, we are finished.
现在成了，而我们都完了。
That cry was heard when the angels rejoiced and said, "It is finished."
随着这声呼喊，天使都欢呼歌唱，成了。
Abraham probably sang the Hallelujah chorus and said, "Now the hour is here that I looked forward to, and it is finished."
亚伯拉罕也可能在唱着哈利路亚，说：“我一直可盼的时刻到了，成了。”
Moses sung a song, "I have led them out." And he led them up. It is finished.
摩西唱着说，我领他们出来，主领他们上去，成了。
David heard the words, it is finished, and he began to write his 151st Psalm.
当大卫听到成了这个词，就开始写他的第151首诗篇。
The prophets heard the words, it is finished, and praised God that he kept his word of promise.
先知们听到成了这个词，就赞美神和他话语的信实。
You and I must hear this cry, it is finished.
你和我一定要留心这声呼喊，成了。
Jesus said that the gates of hell will not be too strong for his church.
耶稣曾说他的教会将胜过地狱之门。
That is a promise of what he intends to do through his body of believers.
这是一个应许，要在信徒组成的基督的身体上应验。
And he will do it.
并且他将要成就。
For you and I are going to see Christ returning soon.
你和我将要看到基督很快就会再来。
Then we must be able to say, it is finished.
那时我们一定会说成了。
We have accomplished the work that God has given to us to do.
我们已经做完了神交给我们的工作。
My beloved friend, listen as I close.
我所爱的朋友，请留心我的结论。
This is a word of encouragement to us.
这是鼓励我们的字眼。
You don't need to faint or be afraid.
你不需要软弱或害怕。
You don't need to be anxious or worried.
你也不需要忧虑和担心。
All you need to do is be available to do what he wants you to do.
你所要做的就是按照主交代你的去做。
Because Jesus said, it is finished.
因为耶稣说过，成了。
And we have finished the series of messages.
到此这个系列的信息就全部讲完了。
And it is our prayer that God will use it to bless you richly.
我们祈求神会使用这个信息来大大的赐福给你。
Until next time, with a new series of messages, we wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神用新的系列信息更加的赐福给你。下次节目再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，主耶稣基督在道成肉身时所说的最后一句话就是成了。他完成了神所交付给他的任务。那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们自己呢？我们是否愿意紧紧地跟随主耶稣的脚步来完成神在我们身上的大使命呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，我们下期节目再会。
心的主，张开双手，似万物气息。主，你是生命的泉源，流过干枝地，带出医治能力，赐生命给万物，全地欢呼。生命的活水